Well, good morning, gentlemen. Hey, it's a lovely sunny day in the UK here, and very warm. Amazing. Now, here's a femme on here that says her BMI says she's overweight. But she doesn't care, because the BMI is out of date anyway, was probably made up by men, and she's just perfect the way she is. Of course, that means she doesn't have to do anything either, because femmes don't like making too much of an effort, do they? But actually, the BMI is made up with the bodies of professional people, femmes and males. But of course, his femme knows far more than they do. But when she says the BMI is out of date, it just might be, because there's more and more oversized femmes every day. But this femme anyway looks like she's past her sell-by date. But what's it all about? Well, it's about genetics, really. Mostly anything that looks healthy is attractive. Or it's better to look at. But really, our deeper inner cerebral is looking for good genetics, so that we can mate and pass them on. Of course, femmes have been faking their genetics for hundreds and hundreds of years, with makeup, wearing certain type of clothes, girdles. Well, men made them do it. No, they didn't. And of course, today is even worse. They're putting a ton of makeup on, lip fillers, breast implants. Because without all that, there are very few femmes around that are naturally attractive anymore. So which do you find more attractive, guys? This femme here with her BMI out of whack? Or this femme here with her BMI just about right? Yeah, I know, it's a no-brainer. This femme here looks far more healthier. But let's test the BMI again. BMI out of whack? BMI close. You know, there's something in this BMI, I think. I wonder what the boat race looks like. Anyway, I'll put a link to the news item down below, guys, and you take it easy.